Welcome to season 3 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 23 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain, to feel good, relaxation, positive affirmation, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind for more relaxation, stretching, core stability, back strength, and happiness. A big welcome to a brand new season of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast for you. It's been a while, but happy new year to you. Happy new year. May this year be a good one. Of course, life is like the waves of the sea. You know, there are good, challenging and sad times of life, but let's focus on the positive as much as possible. This podcast episode is going to be about 3 tips to help you prevent back pain to feel good. And I'm going to do a combination of podcasts with just me giving you tips for the week ahead, and of course relaxation, meditation every time I see you, in positive affirmation, of course. And then some weeks I'll have a special guest. It might be one of my clients. So we've got special guest Alan coming up, one of my men's one-to-one clients who I see on Zoom, who had quite severe disc problems, and just taught him today actually, and it was really building strength now, really building strength and core stability and back strength more and more, which is really good. Anyway, you'll hear more from Alan another week, and we're going to have more guest experts as well, such as physiotherapists, guest experts to help you with your back, body, and sometimes your mind as well, definitely. So that's that bit. And it's really been quite exciting last year. I've been helping more and more people as well with anxiety and who've been suffering from depression. And oh my goodness, I'm really hoping this particular client's going to come and share her story on the podcast for you, because she really had quite severe anxiety when she came along. And now she's happy and it's all gone. I mean, how fantastic is that? And to me as a teacher, that's very, very rewarding as well, really rewarding. Something that came in this morning, just before we go into the tips for you, my Happy Kids cards, the new printed bags arrived. So always whizzing new orders out to you for that, to bring more happiness, confidence and calm to children's lives and you. Every single adult client I work with that always use the Happy Kids card. But a little exciting announcement is on Valentine's Day this year, it's not just a day of romantic love, it's also a day of just love. And it can be, you know, love for your friends, your pets and yourself, you. Give yourself a high five for that. So look at yourself in the mirror, give yourself a double high five and smile. And I just want to say, what's happening on Valentine's Day is my next deck of cards are coming out for you, especially for you. And they are happy, positive affirmation cards. And they are for adults, but also, good for teenagers too. Okay, are you ready for these tips today? Are you ready for these tips? So, okay, tip one, I have blogged about this because it's quite an important tip. Tip one to prevent back pain and feel good. And this applies whether, you know, and I've got a new client starting with me this month. And it's very exciting because this particular lady is injury free and she wants to come along to strengthen her core stability, which of course it will, working on Zoom with me, a London client. And she wants to prevent injury. Now that obviously is the really sensible way to start Pilates, because prevention, as she says, prevention is better than cure. Very, very true. So tip one is move more. And my tip is set an alarm every 5th. So if you're just, it's different if you're, you know, you're having meetings or you're teaching or whatever work, charity work, business you run. But when you're doing like computer type work, you know, and you sort of stuff that you're doing on your own, set an alarm every 15 minutes and get up and move around. What I tend to do is I do a lap of the house. I go to our balcony, got sea view over there, and I just enjoy a little bit of fresh air, enjoy the sea view for a bit, have a little stretch, just a quick standing stretch for 15 seconds, 30 seconds ish, and to a nice standing posture mindfulness Pilates exercise. And then I do a lap of the house, do some high fives and mirrors, might say something nice to myself, like, you know, it's going to be a good day. By the way, the high fives are inspired by a book I read last year, The High Five Habit by Mel Robbins. It's fantastic. And it's got some really interesting research on, yeah, high fives and the benefit of that. Definitely, definitely very good for mindset and happiness. Very, very good. So I'd love to have her as a guest. Anyway, Mel, come on my podcast. Anyway, so the idea is, you know, move around, have a stretch, maybe get yourself a glass of water, cup of tea, but just do some movement. You know, you might do a few little neck stretches or something. So that's tip one. Let me know if you feel inspired to add that tip in. Okay. Tip two is about incorporating this, you know, mindfulness Pilates into your daily lifestyle. So think about how you sit, how you stand, walk, move, and get out of bed in the morning. It's really, really helpful if you think of all these things. When I was teaching my men's one-to-one session today, you know, I always recommend, you know, if you're lifting something, obviously lift within your capacity, but obviously bend your knees, lift the object close to your body, use your deep abdominal muscles, and very, very importantly, keep your back straight. Very important. You don't want to slump in your back, that compresses the disc, it's not good. So yeah, that really helps, you know, like getting out of bed in the morning, bend your knees, have your feet on the bed, roll onto your side, come up sitting. When you're sitting, like I'm sitting at the moment at my desk here, I'm sitting with a lumbar support, so I have actually got a cushion behind my low back, my bottom at the back of the chair, feet underneath the knees in line with the hips, shoulders relaxed, happy shoulders. You can also get lumbar supports, or some chairs are super duper and have lovely lumbar supports within them as well. So yeah, that's very important. That supports your back more and your discs and your spine more. Okay, let me know if any of these tips help you or you already do any of them. Tip three is to do some daily practice. You know, you can't get fit, you know, you brush your teeth every day. Why do you brush your teeth? Obviously, to keep your teeth clean, nice minty taste is obviously always lovely. And it's to prevent problems, you know. It's, you know, not just to keep them clean, it's obviously to prevent problems as well. And most people are pretty motivated with that, with a minimum of twice a day brushing. That's the same with mindfulness Pilates. You can't just do it for like 3 months and then ditch it. Equally, it's not great just to only do an hour a week. You know, you need to, you know, if you want to get the most out of it, you've got to make it an everyday thing. So my tip three for you to prevent back pain and feel good, that will feel at least better every day, is daily practice of your mindfulness Pilates. To practice, so I recommend my clients practice 6 minutes every morning with a morning routine. So you start your day the happy way. So in mind and body and your back and your muscles, you're starting your way in a brilliant way. It's only 6 minutes, it's really achievable. And I recommend that you do that first thing or before breakfast. Because the thing is, once the day gets going, whether that's a school run or whether that's your work or whatever it might be, suddenly there's a load of other stuff on and then you might not get around to it. I mean, there are I have a very small number of clients who do more of an evening routine, and some need both morning and evening, and incorporating it into lifestyle and an hour a week with me, whether one-to-one program or in my mindfulness Pilates membership. That works really well on the whole. You have some clients coming a lot more, you know, like my mum does 4 hours a week, 81 years oldish, young. So yeah, you've got to do what works for you, but you've got to practice. And basically, the more unfit and the more weak you've become and the more problems you've got going on, more diagnosis you've got going on in your back and body, actually, I'm afraid to say, you do need to do more. But what I do find is that by getting that 6 minutes going is makes a big difference. And then on days when you have a little bit more time, like the weekend, or you know, you can add in an extra core stability, you know, an extra back strengthener, or extra back maintenance stretches. So So it's about doing the right ones for you, of course, as well. That's very important. And of course, you've got good technique. So they're my three tips for you. So I hope they help. I really hope they help. And I have picked you, of course, an affirmation card message today. We will do a lovely 5 minute meditation as well for you today. So we got the positive affirmation card message of the day for you from my Happy Kids cards deck is I am strong. I keep myself fit and strong every day. Now, there's loads of ways you can do this. What does that message mean to you? First of all, think about it. What does that message mean to you today? So for me, I went on my lovely morning walk and I did extra mindfulness Pilates this morning. I did my 6 minutes and then I added in extra back maintenance stretches today. They were my main kind of extra things that I added in today. So what about you? So that's the strength. It's all about strength. And, you know, Pilates, I have to say, pretty incredible for getting the core stability strength and the back strength. And what I find with a lot of people with back pain is often that's missing. The strength is missing. And it's like a missing piece of jigsaw. I find some people come along, they'll be doing a bit of stretching. And doing a bit of stretching, you need the stretching, you need the relaxation, breathing and meditation, you need the mindset and the positive affirmations, but you cannot miss out the strength. The strength is so vital and it's so rewarding when you see yourself going up to another level, It's fantastic. Angel card message of the day from my angelic meaning cards is thank you. Thank someone you love for all that they do for you. Make a kind gesture today. Thank you. Okay, we're going to take a little pause now and we're going to do a 1 minute meditation and come back for a little bit more inspiration, and then we're going to go into a longer 5 minute new happiness meditation for you today. See you in a minute. Enjoy. You can enjoy this sitting or lying down. So we're going into meditation now. Close your eyes, sitting, standing or lying down. Breathe and relax. Well done for doing this today. And just take these moments for inner calm and peace and serenity in mind, body and spirit. Breathing in through your nose and out through your nose. Relax. This is your number 10 relaxation meditation. In through your nose, out through your nose, relax. Enjoying the calming music. Breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. Well done. Breathe and relax. Well done. In through your nose, out through your nose, relax your tummy. Happy shoulders. Breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. Very well done. Sending you lots and lots of love. I really hope you enjoyed that little 1 minute relax there today. That's typically how, before you do your stretching and then go into your core stability and then back strengthening and strengthening in the one-to-ones and classes with me on Zoom, typically you'll have a 1 minute, you know, breathe and relax and just get really mentally strong, emotionally strong, physically strong and strong in your core stability breathing. Before you go into all of the next bit, I tend to teach mostly the core stability breathing, and then you can enjoy relaxing the tummy in the meditations like that one there, and then in your 5 minute indulgent one at the end. A question I get asked more and more actually is, what is different about your mindfulness Pilates? So yeah, as I said, as well as your core stability, your back strengthening and your overall strength, I also add in the meditation, the mindset with your positive affirmations. I also add in other personal development things like goal setting for both your life, for your work, your business, maybe for your retirement, And we also add in 1 minute journaling. And I pack all of that in. I cleverly, once you're doing your stretches properly and everything, I infuse the goal setting, intention setting for the day ahead, all of that whilst you're doing, whilst you're stretching, whilst you're breathing. And it just works really well because it's about helping you have a toolbox, not just for your body, but, you know, for your entire life. So that's, you know, it's just so lovely to see people getting happier and building their toolbox and enjoying personal development time. But also for a lot of people, it's professional development. You have more energy and, you feel happier at the end of it as well, which is a real bonus. All these tools are really, really powerful. We'll talk more about the 1 minute journaling another week. So it's now time to go into the 5 minute happiness meditation for you. I really hope you enjoy this. Sitting or lying down. So big welcome to today's meditation, the happiness meditation. Close your eyes, sitting or lying down, breathe and relax. Simply breathing naturally in through your nose, out through your nose, relax. Feeling your tummy muscles rise and fall like the waves of the sea, really soothing and calming. And feeling calm, more and more calm and happy in mind and body. I am strong. I keep myself fit and strong every day, breathe and relax. I am calm. I can stay calm. Breathe and relax. In through your nose, out through your nose, relax. I am relaxed. Breathe and relax. I sleep well. I love going to bed and getting lots of sleep for me. Breathe and relax. I love setting goals. I love to think, write or draw my goals, picture what I want to create. Daydreaming about a small or big goal now as you breathe and relax. I am energetic. I radiate positive energy wherever I go. Breathe and relax. My life is magic. I think of one way my life is magic right now. I have a lovely family. I love spending time with family I love and trust. I love to smile. Smiling makes me happy. In meditation right now, smile and relax. I am patient. I easily wait my turn. I have strong tummy muscles. I love doing some exercise and having strong tummy muscles. Breathe and relax. I give myself permission to think of a happy memory right now. This can be a happy memory from today, from last week, last month, last year, or even childhood. Enjoy. Daydream about your happy memory. Breathe and relax. I am creative. Getting lots of fresh air, walks, and exercise makes me more fun and creative. You are a wonderful person. Breathe and relax. I am calm. I love to read. Reading makes me happy. I learn from my mistakes and other people's mistakes. And my back is strong. I exercise to keep my back strong. Breathe and relax. I am happy. I feel happy inside and out. Breathe and relax. Going at your own pace with your breathing. I ask for help. I ask those I love and trust for help. I am fun. I love to do fun things. Thank you. Think of one thing you are grateful and happy about right now. Breathe and relax. Have a lie down every day. Breathe and relax. I am enthusiastic and full of energy. I dance with joy. Dancing is so much fun. Sorry. It is good to say sorry, also for others to say sorry to me. I love to play. Playing makes me happy. Breathe and relax. My muscles are relaxed, melting, like melting into the soft, warm sand. I am quiet as I breathe and relax and recharge my batteries.
I love having fun. I have a great imagination. I always have lots of good ideas. I love to practice. I have worked really hard. What I like about me is, and just think about what you like about you right now. I love to learn. What did I learn today? Well done. I did really well at something today. Breathe and relax. I enjoy exercise. I love to run around, swim, or enjoy my favorite hobby. I stretch every day. I am a good listener, and I love to slow down. I concentrate well as I breathe and relax and recharge my batteries. I make a wish, and I sing with happiness or enjoy music. And I think positive words, and when negativity appears, I find a solution, talk to those I trust, and think happy thoughts. I am loved. I am surrounded by love. Breathe and relax. I am honest. I am proud of myself. I always tell the truth, and I have lovely friends. I enjoy spending fun time with my friends. I am peaceful. All is calm and well. I'm at peace within. I am kind. I treat others as I expect to be treated myself. I enjoy happy dreams. Bedtime is a relaxing, happy time. I sleep well. I smile and laugh and play today, and I have good posture. Breathe and relax. Beautiful meditation inspired by the Happy Kids cards. Breathe and relax. And sending you lots and lots of love. You are wonderful.
So I really hope you enjoyed today's 5-minute happiness meditation and today's podcast. I'd love it if you rate and review it. That would be amazing. If you think it would help a friend or family or someone you know, please share it with them. That would be amazing. And yeah, really look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Yeah, thank you so, so much for coming along today. Have an amazing day. And wherever you're listening to this, whether it's cooking in the kitchen, clearing up the house, or wherever you're on a walk, wherever you're enjoying it, thank you so much for coming along. And yeah, and drop me a comment of how you enjoyed it and how it's helped and inspired you. See you next time. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduce back pain to feel good one-to-one mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.